I am a master living in this world. I am a master living in this world. How can I be a master living in this world? Well, being a master means that I use all of the possibilities available to me to accomplish the goal that I have for myself. I use all the possibilities available to me to accomplish the dreams, the desires, the aspects that are in my life. I have the opportunity to use my body in an intelligent way. And I am a master living in this world, and I use my body in an intelligent way. I give my body the proper food, the proper air, the proper nourishment, the proper exercise. I give my body all of these things, not in excess. That's where I get into trouble sometimes. Not in excess, but just I give my body the proper exercise, the proper food, the proper breathing, the proper water, the proper, all those things that I understand are important to a healthy body. And so I am a master living in this world. I am a master living in a healthy body in this world. Now, to be living in a healthy body in this world means that I take into consideration all the responsibilities, all the possibilities, all the experiences that this world has to offer. Now, this world says that certain things are beneficial to my physical body. This world says that it is beneficial for my physical body to have warmth. It is beneficial for my physical body to have coolness. It is beneficial for my physical body to have all the feelings and all the attitudes that are beneficial to it. Now, how about that? Now, do I take that into consideration? Do I take that into my thoughts and have that be a living experience in my life? Or do I tell myself I can overdo things, that I can be a racetrack star and a soccer player, and I take my head and hit the ball, or I'm in football and I crash into the other guys and even my helmet doesn't protect me and my brains get garbled and all these things. Is that taking care of my body? Am I being a master living in this world, acting in that way? You say, well, don't knock it. That's sports. That's fun stuff. That's good stuff. Really? And what is it that we tell ourselves so often? We tell ourselves that alcohol is good for the body. We say we want to go out and cocktail party. We want to go out and have fun. And many, many people do that. And they go out and they drink, and sometimes to excess, and sometimes hurting their brain, and sometimes garbling themselves. People who are in boxing matches and they're hitting each other's head with the fists and things like that. What are they doing? They're jarring their brains. They're jarring their skull. They're messing up their beautiful body. They're not being master of living in this world. They're allowing themselves to fall into a trap. They're allowing themselves to do things that are not beneficial to them. Now, I'm a master living in this world. That means I think beautiful thoughts. Now, what sort of repercussions come from thinking beautiful thoughts? Well, when you think beautiful thoughts, you have a beautiful response in the world. When you love everybody, when you unconditionally love everybody in the world, what happens to you? When you unconditionally love everybody in the world, you feel good about yourself. It's not so much what's going on for the other people, that's a benefit too, but you feel good about yourself. You feel good about who you are. You feel good about what's going on in your world. You feel good about how and as you act and what's going on for your life. You're living in this world. I am a master living in this world. Now, am I truly a master living in this world? Am I utilizing my brain for all it has the capacity to do? We have people who have fallen and injured their brain a little bit, and all of a sudden they can do marvelous things. They can be great sculptors. They can be great musicians. They can be great in many different ways. Now, Is that the right thing to do, to bruise your brain and have that happen? Or are you revealing in yourself that possibility, that ability that you have that has always been there, but you didn't take it out, you didn't use it, you didn't bring it forth? Well, now, I am living in this world as a master. I'm living as a master in this world. I am living in every possible way that is good and beautiful and wonderful and uplifting. And in me is the ability to do it. In me is the ability to do all things. In me is the ability, yes, indeed, is the ability to raise the dead, to recognize that they're only sleeping. In me is the ability to have perfect health for myself and for everyone in my world. Yes, everyone in my world. I can look at everyone in my world and I can see everyone having wonderful, perfect, ideal health right now because I am a master living in this world. I am not a schluck living in this world that takes what appears to be and says that's what is. I don't do that. I look at all things and I say, all things are good and very good. All things are wonderful and very wonderful. Now, a doctor, what gives him the right to think that he knows about patients, that he knows about health, that he knows about what to do for a person who's got this, that, or the other thing wrong with him? Well, the doctor is living as a master in this world. He is living as a master. He says, I know my profession. I know my business. Now, if I can get my patient to think healthy thoughts, if I can get my patient to do healthy actions, if I can get my patients to change some of their negative attitudes and have them be positive attitudes, they will live in a healthy body. Now, he should do this for himself too, but right now we're talking about him doing it for others. Now, how can he do it for others? He does it for others by recognizing that already within them is that wholeness and perfection. They have the possibility of changing, but they have to do it from within themselves. The doctor says that most of the time. He says it has to take place within you. You got to want to be well. You got to want to enjoy wholeness. You got to want to desire this. And when you want to, then all those things that you had been doing that were against your body, against good health, against living in a harmonious, fantastic, masterful body, all those things have to be harmonious. And instead of taking your head and battering it against another football player and bashing your brains about, you use your brain. You use your intelligence. You use your wisdom. You can do all things, actually. We can teleport. We can levitate. We can do all those interesting things. We can do them, and many people do them. But the thing is, do you? Do you recognize that you're a master living in this world? I recognize that I'm a master living in this world. And I am choosing to be happy. I am choosing to be uplifting. I'm choosing to be joyous. I'm choosing to be fantastic. I'm choosing to like myself. I am making that choice. I am master living in this world. And as a master living in this world, I enjoy all the things that I see, hear, and do. I like myself. I live in a beautiful body. I live in a beautiful mind. I live in a beautiful soul. I live in a beautiful consciousness. I am a master living in this world. You are a master living in this world. We all are. And sometimes we are a master at being foolish, and sometimes we are a master at being wise. Now, what do you want to be? Do you want to be wise? Do you want to be a wise master living in this body? Or do you want to be a foolish master? You can be either. It makes no difference. It's just a matter of what it is that you want to say of yourself. Are you saying, I am a master living in this world? If you're saying that, do you know what you're doing? You're putting a cause in motion to be a master living in this world. You're putting a cause in motion to be divine. You're putting a cause in motion to be revealed in every way. You're putting a cause in motion to have everything take place from within to the without. Not from the without to the within. Exercise doesn't make you healthy. Good food doesn't make you healthy. Breathing good air and drinking good water doesn't make you healthy. What makes you healthy is when you realize that your temple of the living God is perfect and wonderful right now. And no matter what you put in the mouth, it doesn't matter. What matters is what comes out. Live this day as you are and say, I am a master living in this world. And then be a master living in this world in all the magical, beautiful, fantastic ways that you can. And as you do that, you'll find that you are a most wonderful and a most amazing and a most fantastic being. But it's up to you, it's up to me to say that. And we don't say it to others, we say it to ourselves. We say, I am a master living in this world. And as we say it often enough, long enough, strong enough, we are indeed a master living in this world, delighting in this world, delighting in this world because we see beyond all the appearances to our reality. We see beyond all illusions to the truth. And we live as a master in this world, in our ideal spirit, mind, and body, every moment of our life. Enjoy it with me today, for it's the truth of each one of us, now and